Welcome to the Bedford Alliance Church Foundations Podcast. I'm Luke Cugino, your discipleship pastor and host. This weekly podcast is designed to accompany your discipleship group and help you build a strong foundation in the Christian faith. We want to equip you so you can be unleashed to obey Jesus' command to make disciples. We want to make Jesus' final words our first work. Hello and welcome back to the Foundations Podcast. This is episode number 2. And if you haven't listened to episode number 1 yet, I encourage you to go back and do that when you get a chance. Now, remember last week we talked about a few different things. First of all, we talked about what a D group is, what they look like, and what their goals are. And we also talked about this concept of who's your one, okay? Who's your one? And just as a quick recap of what that means, we want everybody in a D group to think of one unsaved or at least unchurched person. Okay, everybody knows at least one unsaved or unchurched person. And we want to commit to pray, invest, and invite. Okay, we want to pray for that person that they come to know Christ. We want to look for opportunities to invest in them, to invest in our relationship with them. And we want to invite them. We want to invite them to church. We want to ultimately invite them into a relationship with Christ. Okay, and remember the big picture here, the ultimate goal, what we're trying to do is we want to see that person come to know Christ so they can be part of your next D group. Imagine how cool that would be if someone that you currently know who is not saved becomes saved, and then they're part of your next D group so you can continue to invest in them and see them make other disciples. Imagine how cool that would be. So that's what we're trying to do, big picture. That's what the concept of who's your one means. So what I want you to be doing is to be praying and thinking about who your one will be. And then what you're going to do during this week's D group meeting is you're going to share the first name of your one with your group and just a little bit about him or her. You don't need to give a lot of personal details or anything like that. Just share a little bit about this person. And then what your group is going to do is in the future, as we move forward, your group is going to help hold you accountable to make sure that you are praying, investing, and inviting. Now, this isn't meant to be a guilt trip, okay? And you're not going to have breaking news every single week. That's not the point of this. But we want to make this a priority. We want to keep this at the forefront of our minds. And we want to advance the kingdom for God's glory. Okay, so that's what this is all about. And remember last week, I also talked about how as we go through this podcast, you're not just learning for yourself. You're learning so that you can be equipped to invest in other people. So as I said last week, what I want you to do is I want you to keep the name of your one in mind as we go through this podcast. Because when you have an actual name in mind, at least for me, it raises the stakes. Because it's no longer just this theoretical thing of, well, I'll someday share my faith with somebody. No, now we have a name in mind, a specific person in mind. So that raises the stakes. Now we are learning not just for ourselves, but for that specific person. Okay, so I want you to keep the name of your one in mind as we go through this entire D group process and through this podcast as well. Now, I also said last week that I wanted you to start reading using the D group reading plan, and I asked you to jot down a couple of verses that stood out to you, and I said to be prepared to share with your group how God spoke to you through those verses. Now, this week, what I want to do is I want to cover a simple journaling method, a Bible journaling method that we're going to use in our D groups to help us apply scripture and be changed by it. Okay, now a question we have to ask here, a question that I'm sure many of you have, is why journal in the first place? Anytime I bring up journaling, a lot of people tend to have this knee-jerk reaction where they're like, what? Are you crazy? Do you know how many times I've tried to journal and I failed and I just hate it? I am not a journaler by nature, so why do I have to do this? Well, I want to step back here for a second, okay? First of all, I want to remind us of something. I want to step back and remind us, first of all, of the value of the Word of God, of spending time in the Word of God. Hebrews 4 says, "For the Word of God is living and effective and sharper than any double-edged sword, penetrating as far as the separation of soul and spirit, joints and marrow. It is able to judge the thoughts and intentions of the heart." As you've heard me say before, the Word of God does the work of God. There's one book that God has promised will transform us as we spend time in it, and that book is His Word, the Word of God. How often do we say something like, or think something like, "I wish God would just speak to me. I wish He would just speak to me." And all the while, our Bibles are collecting dust on a shelf. The reality is that He has spoken to us through His Word, and His Word is living and effective and active, and it will transform us if we spend time in it. But as we read the Word, we want to avoid just reading to check off a box, right? You know what I'm talking about. There have been times for all of us when we have a reading plan, we do our reading, we check off a box, we move on, and we think something like, "Well, I didn't really get anything out of that." This is where having an intentional journaling method, a Bible journaling method, really helps. Now, I want to be clear here before we go too far. We are completely dependent on the Holy Spirit to understand the Word and to be changed by it. He's the one who changes us. The same Spirit who inspired the original authors of Scripture, He now moves in us to help us understand the Word and to transform us. We are completely dependent on Him. But that doesn't excuse us from using the brains that God gave us, right? I can't just open the Bible and have God's glory seep into my mind through osmosis. That's not how it works. His glory doesn't just hover above the pages. We have to use the brains that God has given us. And we have found that one of the best eyes that you can have as you read Scripture is a pencil or a pen. And this is where I think journaling can help so much. You know, it's interesting. I was reading a study recently by Lifeway Research, and it was a 10-year study, 10 years worth of research covering thousands of churches. And what they found, they were looking at spiritual growth. They found that Bible engagement is the number one indicator of spiritual growth. The number one indicator. All other spiritual disciplines and activities, things like giving and serving and sharing your faith, they're all influenced by one discipline, and that's Bible engagement. Now, some spiritual disciplines don't really affect other ones necessarily. So, for example, somebody could be serving and not necessarily be extremely generous in giving. But Bible engagement affects all other spiritual disciplines. It affects all areas of our spiritual lives. Okay, but what does that mean? What does Bible engagement mean? We're not just talking about reading the Bible. We're talking about Bible engagement. What does that mean? It means we're reading actively. We're asking questions. We're reflecting and meditating and applying. Again, this is where journaling comes in. And D groups use a journaling method called the HEAR method. And this is listed under week 2 of your D group starter guide. So if you have your D group starter guide handy, I encourage you to follow along. I'm going to walk through this with you. So if you look under week 2 of your starter guide, you'll see a description of the HEAR method. HEAR is an acronym. It stands for highlight, explain, apply, and respond. And just to give you a quick rundown first, kind of a big picture view before we get into more of the details, basically what you're going to do is you're going to highlight a verse or a phrase that stands out to you as you're doing your daily Bible reading. Then you're going to explain what the verse means. Then you're going to apply it, meaning you're going to ask, why is this important? What principles can I draw out of it? Then you're going to respond to it. You're going to ask, what do I need to do now? Okay, now in your starter guide, there's also a sample HEAR journal. If you flip over one page from the HEAR journal description, there's a sample HEAR journal. So I encourage you to follow along with this. What I'm going to do is I'm going to use this sample journal to kind of explain how this process works. So say, for example, that you are doing your Bible reading today and you just happen to be in Philippians 4 in the reading plan. So you read Philippians 4. What you're going to do first is you're going to highlight a verse or a phrase that stands out to you. Okay, so say in this example, Philippians 4:13 really jumps out at you. So what you're going to do is you're going to put an H in your journal for highlight, and then you're actually going to write the verse out. So you're going to write, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Okay, and that's it for highlight. Now, again, you might ask, why do I have to write the verse out? That's kind of weird. But as I said before, a pencil or a pen is one of the best eyes that you can have when it comes to reading scripture. When you force yourself to slow down and write out a verse, you're going to start to see things that you've never seen before. It helps you to make observations and slow down and ask questions. Okay, so the first thing you're going to do is write out the verse or phrase that stands out to you. Then we move on to the next letter, which is E, which stands for explain. So you're going to put an E in your journal. And what you want to do here is you want to explain the meaning of the verse. Okay, what does this mean? Now, a key thing to understand here is we want to explain the meaning in context. And that's important because all of us at times have a tendency to want to take verses out of context and make them mean what we want them to mean. But we want to get at the meaning that God intended. So to help us with that, if you flip back over to the description of Hear Journals that we looked at a minute ago, under explain, you can see there are some sample questions written out there. These will help you think through the context of a verse. So things like, who wrote this? Who are they writing to? How does this passage fit with the verses before and after it? How does it fit within the broader biblical storyline? And then ultimately what we're trying to get at is, what is the Holy Spirit intending to communicate through this verse? Now, just because we have those questions written out doesn't mean that you have to answer all of them. That's not the point of this. Okay, those questions are just guides for you. Okay, they're just there to help you get thinking along the right lines. Okay, so you might think through some of those questions and you might write out something like what we have in the sample journal. It says, no matter the situation in Paul's life, he realized that Christ was all he needed to persevere through difficult times. Okay, so just a simple explanation. It can be just a sentence or two, can be just a couple of bullet points even. You're just going to explain what the verse that you highlighted means in context. Okay, then we're going to move on to the next letter, which is A, and that stands for apply. So you'll put an A in your journal. And here we really want to ask the question, now that we've explained the meaning of it, of the verse that you highlighted, now we want to ask, why is that important? What principles can we draw out of this? And again, there are some sample questions on the previous page that can help you with this. Things like, what can we learn about God? What can we learn about people, about ourselves? Is there a sin to avoid, a promise to claim, an example to follow, or a command to obey? Now, again, you don't need to answer all of those questions. They're just there to help you think. So you might think through a few of those questions and then write out something like what we have in the sample journal here for apply. So it says, my contentment is not found in circumstances, but in my relationship with Jesus Christ. So you're pulling out a general principle from the verse, asking, why is this important? And then you are writing it out in maybe a sentence or two, or even just a bullet point or two. Then we come to the final letter, which is R, and that stands for respond. And here you're asking the question simply, what do I need to do now? In light of how God has spoken to me in his word, what do I need to do? And many times I simply write out a prayer to God. In light of how he's spoken to me, sometimes I just praise him for who he is. Praise and worship is often the best response, the most appropriate response to what we see in scripture, when we see more of his glory. Sometimes I confess something in my life when he convicts me of something. Sometimes I ask him to help me change. So if you see in the example journal here, it says, Lord Jesus, help me to find contentment in you, not the things of this world. Through your strength, I can make it through any situation I face. So you can see the example prayer there. And then another thing you can do is write out an action step. So an example action step here in this sample journal is, spend 5 minutes each morning giving my anxieties to God. We don't want to just be hearers of the word. We want to be doers of the word. Now, you're not going to have an action step for every single journal, but anytime you can take some sort of actionable step after reading the word, I would encourage you to do it. We want to be doers of the word. We want to live it out. We want to apply the word, and we want to be transformed by it. So whenever you can take an action step, I encourage you to do that. So that's the hear method, and this is what you're going to use throughout your time in your D group and as you go through your D group reading plan. Now, just a couple of practical tips on the hear method as we wrap up here. First of all, I encourage you to title and date your journals as you see in the sample entry there. And you might wonder why that is, but it's because I encourage you to periodically go back through and look at your old journals. And when you put dates and titles on your journal entries, it makes it a little bit easier to flip back through. And what you can see is you can see patterns in how God speaks to you. And maybe there's certain things that God really emphasizes over and over in your life. So it makes it much easier to flip back through and look at some of your old journals. So just a practical tip there. Another thing that I mentioned earlier is that bullet points are perfectly acceptable. Remember, we're not trying to give you busy work. We're not trying to overwhelm you with quote-unquote homework. We're trying to give you a tool to help you have a deeper relationship with Christ. So if you want to use bullet points, that's perfectly fine. There are many days when my journals only take me a couple minutes to write, and they're often quite short. Now, other days I do write a little bit more, but if your journals are just short bullet points, that's okay. This is a tool to help you. It's not something to overwhelm you. Next thing I'll say is that you are going to want to get a notebook or journal. Obviously, there is some space in the D Group starter guide for a few journals, but you'll eventually want to get some sort of notebook. And another thing I'll say is that we recommend starting with just one or two journals a week as you build this habit. So I know for some of you, you're thinking about all this and you're saying, okay, I get it, but this is a lot for me. I've never consistently journaled. I encourage you, start with just one journal a week. That's all we're asking for. It's not too much. Just we're asking for one journal a week, and then over time you can continue to build that habit. I also encourage you, have your group hold you accountable to live out your action steps. So when you have an action step, as I said, you won't have one for every single journal, but when you have an action step, have your group help hold you accountable to make sure that you actually follow through with it. And that's something that you can discuss during the Be Real part of your group meetings. And then finally, the last thing I want to say, and this is most important, I'm saving the best for last. Saturate this process in prayer. As you read the word, remember I said earlier, we are dependent on the Spirit to understand the word as he wants us to understand it and to be transformed by the word. So we should be praying before we read, as we read, as we journal. We need to saturate this process in prayer because we are completely dependent on him. And if we do that, if we regularly and prayerfully engage with Scripture, we will never be the same. It will transform us. We will be transformed by the Word that is living and active and effective. Now, that's not to say that every single journal that you have is going to be this earth-shattering insight. It's not going to be that way. But over time, as you spend more and more time in the Word, it's going to shape who you are, and you will be changed. But that's all for now. Thanks for tuning in this week. Remember for your meeting for next week to continue reading in your D group reading plan and to do at least one or two hear journals to share with your group. And then in next week's podcast episode, we mentioned prayer a little bit this week. We're going to talk more specifically about prayer and why we pray and how to pray. So make sure you tune in for that as well. But that's all for now. Remember why we're doing this podcast. We're doing this so that you can be equipped to obey Jesus' command to make disciples, and so that you can make Jesus' final words your first work.